There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Goodbye.
Say that again. My Cool Inventions Radio.
Oh, Doug. Wait, holy, wait. Meagle. Hey, it's... Well, no good day. No, hey, it's not My Cool Inventions.
Seth Cassidy Allen, My Cool Inventions Radio.
What happened? Where's Douglas?
Let's talk about who's not here instead of who's here.
Yeah, okay, let's
John Freeman's over there. What's your nickname? What do they call you?
I'm the Doctor of Shopology.
Doctor of Shopology. I need a cool nickname like that. I don't have one.
Yeah, you should. Like, I'm just you could be the Doctor of Radiology.
I could be that.
So not radiology, but radiology. So that way, you know, it's all.
Yeah, I did the radiology thing. That's no fun. So trust me. So Doug is off catching his airplane. I have no idea where he's going, to tell you the truth.
Wait, what?
And
I thought he was going to start driving across the country to be with us next week.
I think that's like Sunday night he starts at, or Monday.
I just thought it might take him a long time to get here.
He's
driving at 45 miles an hour across the country.
You know, he's getting to the point where he just takes off and doesn't tell me where he's going anymore, and that's a little disturbing.
That's awesome. So, well, and in ACOS, he took a plane yesterday.
Yeah, where did he?
After the show, he literally winged his way up to to our northern complex up there in Canada.
What's the weather like up there right now?
I think it's cold.
It's always cold, right?
It's got to be cold. Actually, you know, I've been up there when it's really nice, though.
In August?
Yeah, but we're going to be doing a cancer ride, a Conquer Cancer ride. You know, he lost his mother to cancer.
Right.
And we're actually going to be doing a 200-kilometer ride from Toronto to Niagara Falls.
Wow,
it's like a 2-day thing. It's a big event. I mean, they have tens of thousands of cyclers motorcycle. That'd be easy.
Right,
I could do that in a couple hours. Right. You know, yeah. But this is riding bicycles, riding with cancer survivors. So we're both raising money to for the ride and everything. I guess they've raised in the millions and millions of dollars from this ride, because they have a group that goes from Toronto to Hamilton, then to the falls, and then they have another group that's going the opposite way. So you can imagine the highways are pretty much blocked.
Why would they do
that? Well, because some people want to come from one way or the other.
Oh, okay. All right.
It depends on maybe some people are closer to the falls than the other. But I know that what would happen is they stop at Hamilton.
They collide in the middle.
Well, yeah, what's cool is if they stop at Hamilton, well, that's where the ranch is. The Jankura Ranch.
Yeah.
So we're able to, we leave our bikes in a field, and then we just go back to the ranch and have a big barbecue and then go out the next day.
You know, this whole raising money for cancer thing, it's what a noble and just cause it is. But I'm a little bit jaded.
Why?
There's so many what seem to be cures for cancer out there that we ignore.
Yeah.
And we spend all these billions and billions of dollars on things that they look promising, but we just never quite get there, and it sometimes makes me wonder whether we pay attention to the wrong things. And you know that there's a guy sitting there somewhere in a small hospital, a small lab, who's got the answer. And this guy's a genius. And nobody will pay attention to him, because my money is on this one right here. I don't care if yours cures cancer. My money is invested in this one over here. Or my money is invested in this one over here. I have to beat you because I want the patent on that medicine. And it just ends up like nobody's working together on this. Everybody's trying to cure it.
You know, that's a whole different take. I never really thought of it that way before. This goes from the Princess Margaret Hospital, which is like one of the top 10 hospitals in the world.
And they're doing great things, but they're doing their thing. And so the piece of the pie, instead of everybody working on one piece of pie to try and, agree on one cure or one method, it's, I've got mine, I've got his. And hopefully somebody gets there. But the problem is that They're big pharmaceutical companies that don't want yours to get there before theirs does.
Oh, can you imagine if you patent that or you get the copy, you own the rights to that?
Yeah.
I mean, that solves a huge world problem.
And then if Doug were here, Doug would be railing on the fact that there are natural ways to cure it that you cannot patent, that none of the pharmaceutical companies want you to know about.
You know, I've known people that have done the natural way, right? And I've seen it work.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I mean, it's like amazing.
Didn't work out so well for Steve Jobs.
Yeah, but I also think some of that's mind over body. I mean, I think, you talk about how many, ills we come of the stress that you have in life or what happens when you just your daily, the way you are causes problems for your body. So maybe, if you go the natural route, you have a different mindset. Maybe
it helps.
The mind takes over, right?
It can't, but
I'm not a full believer in that because
well, it can't fully cure you. For example.
Yeah.
Okay. When I got my diagnosis with Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay.
I wanted to go, what's the natural stuff? But you know what? That type of cancer is easily cured with modern science and chemicals. And chemicals that are harmful to your body. But you know what? It works. I'm taking the sure way out.
There's no
way I'm going to sit there and eat avocados and blueberries every day and hope that it works. I'm taking the sure way out.
Yeah, that's just that would be difficult for me. I would have to do it.
So I mean, but hey, listen, if you've got no other alternative, and you should do both. Absolutely. So
yeah, I agree with you. I had a conversation with a doctor that was creating a way to treat cancer, and they were like these molecular or these small, tiny, very minute particles that were radiated.
Okay.
And then they would literally go into your body, and at one point your body would then would get rid of them. And I can't remember exactly how he was doing it, but it was something that was really like off the wall scientific.
Let me tell you,
it's almost something of a science fiction, right?
There are absolute geniuses out here. I just went to the CNN tech page. All right, let me just go down the headlines here for you, and at the end of this page, tell me that your mind is not blown. All right.
Okay.
NASA's Mars rover celebrates milestone. Okay, so somebody was able to invent a group.
Which one is the Opportunity or the Curiosity or the Opportunity?
Hold on.
The last one, probably.
Let me go.
How long?
Opportunity.
I mean, yeah, that thing's been up there. Because remember, Spirit and Opportunity were only supposed to be working, 3 months?
Yeah, right.
6 months? But they've been up there years
right.
and
so
years.
Think about the genius that went behind that, okay? Let me see. Nine reasons, women in tech. Google Fiber being installed in another city.
Google Fiber?
Google Fiber.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second. So Google Fiber.
Google Fiber being installed. Think about what it took to invent fiber connectivity. It's glass. It's sand made into glass that carries bits of information.
I remember when HSN was one of the first digital studios in the country. They were only one of the major networks. HSN was like second or third, and I remember it was just plug and play. Everything was done by fiber optics.
Yep, that's what
you're able. You literally just next component. We lost that deck. Put that deck in.
When we built these studios here at Radio America in 2007, we launched it in April of 2007.
Yeah,
we estimated that we had installed almost 5 miles of wire.
I can imagine
now. We are taking all those miles of wire out and replacing it with one strand of fiber.
Wow.
So, before we had to use these big, thick cables that had 25, they call it twisted pairs, so 50 wires with inside a cable. And we pulled, I can't even tell you how many of those cables through the thing. Each one of those cables, three or four of those cables is replaced by one glass-thin fiber wire. It's amazing. How did somebody invent us being able to put data through glass over miles?
I don't know. And make it flexible. And they get a flexible glass. Right. They're not just
somewhat flexible.
Yeah, right. It's not. I mean, well, yeah, but you know what I mean. It's not. It's not like
okay,
window.
So let's keep going down this thing.
But also too with that, you think about the internet access with fiber optics. I have a Verizon FiOS. I was one of the first customers that had that in my home studio. I mean, I had my second story of my entire home was a studio, and basically I was doing 700 megabits a second.
Wow.
I mean, okay, I've just edited a video file that's a half hour long.
Boop. Yep.
Okay, done.
Yep.
Next one.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so here, let's see this. Okay, fighting cancer and Ebola with nanoparticles.
Fighting cancer with Ebola?
And Ebola with nanoparticles.
Oh, and Ebola. All right. Well, I mean, yeah, but is that the one that Gates has the patent on? No, that's mosquito fighting Ebola. Yeah.
All right, here's my favorite tech invention headline of the day.
Okay.
Boeing was granted a patent for a force field.
Oh, I saw that.
I want to meet the guy or girl who thought this up. It is a Star Wars / Star Trek type method and system for shockwave attenuation via electromagnetic arc. Genius.
Except every, you know, it protects you from the whatever's coming at you, but it gives you like a severe, gastrointestinal disease.
Man, let me tell you something.
There's got to be something. You're going to surround yourself with some kind of.
I'm happy when I push the buttons right on my little radio console. There's some guy out there creating electromagnetic force fields and cures for
cancer with nanoparticles. It's like that Star Trek kind of stuff, right?
It's absolutely. We are looking, and I guarantee you, by the time you and I are sitting in our rocking chairs and our grandkids are running around the house, we will have force fields. We may have, what is it, beam me up, Scotty, where you can zoom yourself from one place to another.
Yeah,
will be a cure for cancer, maybe. And
it's crazy.
It's unbelievable. It's a great thing. So that's why I dig this hour of My Cool Inventions Radio, because we talk about these same people who create the lunchbox could cure cancer one day. It's 18 past the hour on My Cool Inventions.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose to nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
The hour, Michael and Vince's Radio, Rich McFadden and John Cream is with you. Akos and Doug are out on a date. Romantic little getaway for the two of them.
Oh, that's not even right. I was gonna
they're both farmers, you know. I mean,
just before the break, I was gonna say you pulled a Doug on you.
You pulled a Doug on me, or
no? You pulled a Doug, yeah, because you went past the your break.
Yeah,
we'll never tell Doug because he's probably not listening.
Well, we had a good conversation going, and that's what matters more.
Exactly, I think so too.
More than commercials.
Did you see? Something else. You know, both Akos and myself have always loved Radio Shack, right?
Yeah.
You see the headline today about them possibly they're selling off customers' information? In their bankruptcy deal?
Yeah, absolutely. It's valuable.
That doesn't surprise you?
No, not at all.
That's kind of
everybody sells their information.
Yeah, do you think people actually wanted that to happen when they signed up to be on their newsletter?
No, but
or anything.
Just let it be known that when you sign up for one of these rewards cards, you're on a list, and people will sell that list. And you will get correspondences because of it.
Boy, it bothers me. I mean, I trust Radio Shack, but I don't think I trust anybody that might either take over or be with them or whatever.
Well, what you hope is that when you give, when you sign up for a rewards card or when you purchase something from a company, that your information stays within that company. But it doesn't. They all sell it. There's big money in this. You look at the nonprofit world or even the for-profit world when it comes to email lists. Email lists are so valuable. If you can buy a million email addresses or 100,000 email addresses, there's big money in that. A lot of people use it.
Yeah, it's 117 million customers.
Yeah.
I also keep a lot of my information kind of as private as possible, but I'm always getting alerts, from people that I've done business with or companies I did business with all of a sudden releasing and selling my information.
No,
I can tell you one right now, one of it was a home mortgager for me, Carrington Mortgage, they dumped everything. Wow. Everything's out there, and I'm going, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I literally had to go through, you know how you, but you have to go through those services.
It's one thing.
They help scrub the,
right.
That helps scrub everything out.
Right.
I don't even know how good to give up your
email address and your name or something like that. But it's another thing for your mortgage company. That's inside information, and that should be protected. That is protected.
That's what you would think.
Yeah, any bank or mortgage company.
I'm not sure how affected these scrubbing companies are. They can go out there and try to scrub everything and make sure that your information's not on all these lists.
Did you try it?
Yeah. I mean, several of them went away. But, I mean, the other ones I'm sitting there waiting for.
You know,
kind of odd.
It's already kind of, but I expect in the next several years, that will be one of the biggest services being sold to the public, is being able to scrub your internet identity and just get rid of any information. I mean, you can already purchase it now from several companies. But, I mean, you know, think about these kids who were the racist chant on the bus at the Oklahoma College. How do you get rid of that? You don't. It's out there forever. That video has been shared on so many different websites, it's impossible to track it down.
Yeah, right.
And we were talking about this earlier. Be careful about what you take a picture of and where you put it online.
You're right.
Because once it's out there, you cannot take it back. You may be able to delete your copy of it on your Facebook or your Instagram, but that doesn't mean that somebody else hasn't already downloaded it, copied it, and resent it out all over the internet. So when you're looking for a job, the first thing I do when I get, you know, resumes emailed to me is I look at your social media presence and I decide whether you're a good person and I want you in my office or not.
Yeah, you're right.
28 past the hour on Good Day and Michael Inventions Radio.
Our nation was built on dreaming big, but will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs, and the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Acos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for custom.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Past the hour, My Cool Inventions Radio with John Cremins and Rich McFadden. Doug and Akos are all today on their little romantic date. Farm up in Canada.
You gotta hope that Akos is not listening in his truck going to the offices up there.
They're both gone at the same time. What else can you do? I don't know what else you can say.
Oh.
All right, so we're going to get a chance to meet our new inventor in just a minute or so, but let's catch up and see what happened yesterday. How did our lunchbox do yesterday?
Ooh,
it was very cool.
She did 100%.
100%.
So she right now is running the gambit on that, so she's 100% right now,
so,
which is very cool. I mean, I actually, I looked into it a little bit more. It's not a bad design. It really is not.
No, it's very cool. If you didn't hear it, it's a lunchbox that, like a neoprene type or cloth type lunchbox that zips up in the four sides, and it, when you unzip it, it unfolds into a clean lunch mat.
Yeah, it comes up to a handle. Mm-hmm. So imagine like four, when it opens up to a square, but then the square kind of folds in like petals on itself, and then it zips up from those petals.
But here's the question I had for you. She seems to be pretty successful with her fundraising for it, had a good Kickstarter campaign a few years ago
where
raised $37,000, and had all, is it detrimental to an inventor when it's looks like they're obviously trying to hold the whole thing for themselves? She's not trying to sell this patent, not trying to sell this invention. It looks like she's trying to do the whole thing herself and reap all of the rewards. Can that bite you in the back?
No. If it's actually selling, and she said she had gone through, what, 10,000 pieces?
Yes.
She said a couple, manufactured for it. Or
how do you decide
manufacturing
when,
seems
when
cheap enough?
This is bigger than me, and I need to sell it and let somebody else do it.
Boy, I think
I came up with the idea. Now you guys take it and make me all the money.
I think she's almost there. I mean, even if she just licensed it, she's not going to make as much as she is now, because now she's the manufacturer and everything, right?
Right.
So if she just licensed it, they're only going to give her maybe a buck a pail or a buck a lunchbox. So that's not, I mean, that's not going to be a lot. I mean, maybe 2 points, maybe three, depends. But yeah, you'd have to sell, you know, millions of them. And I don't know. I mean, how many people actually have lunchboxes anymore?
Lunchboxes?
She called it a lunchbox. I mean, but it's, I mean, like a lunch container.
I mean, I've
got one that I've had forever.
I use the shopping bags, the grocery store bags, to bring my stuff in when I bring my lunch in.
So do I every once in a while.
Yeah.
This thing only holds my
Target,
my fiber tablets, my protein bars.
Right.
You know, all the stuff you really need.
All right. So what is the? help me understand what the ratchet helper is.
Hey, this is actually kind of an interesting invention. It's going to be kind of cool to talk to him. I don't know if you worked on car. I know you're adept at engineering and electrical stuff, but have you ever worked on a car?
I've got a 1967 big block Bronco.
Oh, okay. So you're able to get in there and work on stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
So it looks like what our inventor today has come up with, Robert Cullison, is a torque multiplier. You know, for big machinery, these big machine bolts that need like 2,000 foot-pounds of pressure.
So like a torque wrench.
But it's like a multiplied torque wrench, like a regular, you know, the ones that you could use.
Right.
That you go to a, you know, automotive store and get. And those kind of, you know, they have those monster ones that can do thousands and thousands of foot-pounds of torque. But he actually created one that can do, it looks like almost 400 pounds.
Wow,
but that's it's kind of a multiplying thing. It's kind of interesting. I'm not that good at it. I mean, I've used one, but I've never really put it into practical use on an everyday basis. So
experience is a torque wrench when you're putting heads on a block or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you have to make sure that everything is just absolutely perfect. Let's bring Robert into the show. Hey, good morning, Robert. Thanks for joining us here on My Cool Inventions.
Thanks for having me.
Nice. So, Robert, Rich and I were trying to figure out, what exactly a torque wrench does.
Okay, well, this isn't a torque wrench. A torque wrench measures torque. This is a torque multiplier-like tool, which gives you more torque through gear reduction.
Oh, okay. So tell anyone that might be listening to the show right now what exactly this does, kind of in layman's terms, okay?
How would I use it?
Yeah, how would we use it?
Well, sure. Sure. They were invented back in the 30s. They were for great big bolts, like you were saying, for machinery, for 2,000 foot-pounds. What I've done is I brought it down to 400 foot-pounds, which is enough for a semi, let alone a car, truck, tractor. And by doing that, I can have the drive piece that comes out to be a half inch instead of a three-quarter. And people have half-inch drive sockets. So it's meant for the guy that has a car. If you have to spend $2,000 on a tool, you break loose that one bolt, that won't come loose, but you might spend $50.
Okay, so is this for assembling, or is it for being able to take things apart then?
Both. You know, anytime you got a big, tough bolt, sometimes you got to torque them down to really high torques, and, you know, you can go through this, and you just got to go through the multiplication, four to one multiplier.
Okay, so you're saying that, you know, so if I get one of those bolts that I just can't get off, it's just not coming off, I need extra force, and I can't go have somebody else grab the ratchet with me.
His big, strong arms, he can't.
Yeah, with his big, beefy arms that I have. So basically,
I need a little help getting his bolt off.
So this actually would multiply the torque that I would put on it to pull it off.
Yeah, exactly. Say if you had a bolt that was super, super tight, is 400 foot-pounds, you don't have to put 100 foot-pounds in to break it loose. So it's pretty like lug nuts. They zip them on with a gear tool, and they're so tight you can't get them off. Well, a kid can take them off with my tool.
Really? This is interesting. So Robert, has anybody ever thought of this before? I mean, I'm sure they have, but not on a consumer scale, maybe on a professional scale. But has anybody ever thought of this before?
Exactly. They're for the great big, you know, giant 2,000 foot-pound bolts. But nobody's ever done it for the average guy that has a hot rod or a 4x or somebody doesn't have air tools in their shop. They never did it.
So do you see this being something that the car manufacturers would be interested in and putting it in every trunk of every car that they sell?
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah.
It's a phone call through to them. It's pretty tough.
Put it in the toolkit for every car.
Before
we
let
you
do your pitch, tell us, how do you create the torque? How does the wrench create the torque?
Well, it comes from, you know, basically your arm. You know, a lot of people put a pipe on a end of a ratchet, and they'll use leverage. But the problem is, then you end up breaking your ratchet because all that torque goes through the head. The ratchet would be on the soft side, and by doing that, it goes through the gears, and it multiplies the torque. Now, for every turn, you only turn it a quarter turn, but at four times the power.
Wow. I'm interested, Robert. I want to hear your pitch on this. I'm sure America does as well. Now, if you're listening at home or in your car right now, when Robert gives his pitch, and it'll be a minute pitch, he's going to give you his best elevator pitch he possibly can, then you're going to get a chance to vote on it. You can use your smartphone by texting to the number 22333. That's 22333. That's the number you text to. And then you put thumbs up or thumbs down. Or you can just easily go to the website, mycoolinventions.com. You can hit the vote tab and then vote right there. And you can actually see the voting happening live. You'll see the graph going on as well. So, Robert, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's do this.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
The Ratchet Helper is the best new tool in years. It's a 4-to-1 power increaser and a 4-to-1 speed increaser in one tool. Break them loose, flip it over, and zip them out. No one else does that. Ratchet Helper is a half-inch drive in and out. No one else does that. People have half-inch drive sockets. Price under $50, and no one does that either. Remove tough bulk nuts like lug nuts with ease, and it's perfect for the family car. Shop, farmers, factories, 4x hot rods, the list doesn't stop. Stack 2 for 16-to-1 power, up to 400 foot-pounds. More torque than most stock V8 engines. Ratchet Helper is about the same as a 4-foot pipe, but a pipe can't be used as a speed wrench, and it doesn't fit in your toolbox. Ratchet Helper does. Don't break your expensive ratchets. With Ratchet Helper, the ratchet's on the low torque side, saving your tool. And it's just $49.95. You can't afford not to have one. Sold on CheaterBarSales.com or eBay. Please vote thumbs up for Ratchet Helper and help me get this in a can. That's CheaterBarSales.com.
I get much better than that.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Wow.
Holy cow. There, didn't you?
Yeah. Robert, great job.
You obviously practiced.
Yeah, that's, I mean, you were right down.
I practiced and I practiced.
You were right down to the minute, but you also, you know, you set up my problem. You introduced it. I liked your passion. I liked your excitement about it. And then you went ahead and you closed the deal for me. You told me how I can get it and told me the price. That was a great pitch. Good job.
Well, thank you.
I always appreciate when an inventor does that. You know, it looks like you've done a lot of homework just to get this right. Now, you have produced these, right?
Yeah. I have actually two factories tooled so far.
Okay. So you, how many do you have?
Well, right now in stock, I got about 2,500.
It's okay. Is it expensive to produce? Are you getting these done overseas? Or are you doing them here in America?
I called factory after factory here in the U.S., and they all sent me overseas. They're real nice about it, but they say you got to go overseas for tools.
For metals right now, metals are better overseas, unfortunately. You know, plastics, there are a lot of manufacturers in the U.S. that can beat plastic pricing right now, you know, for any of you producing that way. But, yeah, I can understand that. If you don't mind me asking, how much does it cost for you to make one of these?
Yeah, it costs me right now about $14 because I'm making them in such small quantities. Right. But that can be pushed down to $10.
Really? So is your plan to kind of keep this yourself, or are you looking to license it and sell it to craftsmen or whatever?
I would love to license and sell it. You know, I'm great in the shop, but the whole marketing thing, it's a steep curve.
Man, I could, you know, because I'm looking at just from looking at it now I know that I think I have a better understanding of it. Yeah, this is one of those where you could do a quick.
This sitting on the Sears shelf in the Craftsman tool section so easily.
So it's just it's a great licensing play on this one.
You know,
I would love to. Craftsman has 11 of them.
Do they?
Yeah, they're looking in. I got several companies that have samples in their hands. They, you know, they just take forever to go through this stuff.
Now, you have this patented, right? Or some kind of protection?
I have a patent pending U.S. and it's been issued in China.
Oh, excellent. Okay, good. So,
what kind of a process was that for you? How long did that take?
The patenting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too bad. You know, I got a good patent attorney here. And I was, because I was overseas in China, I ended up finding a good patent attorney there that could do it in Chinese.
Wow. So I want everybody to vote. Remember, go to our website, MikeCoolInventions.com, hit the vote page, vote there, and also make sure that you can text if you have a smartphone, text to the number 22333 and text that way, with thumbs up or thumbs down, and we'll see how Robert does here. But I like this one.
You know, it took me a minute to kind of understand it, but once I did, I would like one of these in my wife's trunk. Just in case she should ever need it. For me, that's like, cool, okay, I want it in my toolbox, and I can see applications for it. But, you know, and we have AAA, so if she got a flat tire. But if she's out in the middle of nowhere and she would need to change her tire, I don't know that she would have an easy time of getting the lug nuts off. Something like this makes that happen. And, you know, so that's the immediate kind of use for me is knowing that my wife or my son can get the lug nuts off of a car if need be.
See, I think so, too. I like this. I can already visualize a spot on this thing.
Yeah.
When I can visualize all the great uses of it and the wow shots that I could create, I like this a lot. It'll be fun to see what America thinks as well. I know they're already voting. And it started out kind of middle ways. Now it's starting to really ramp up on a thumbs up. So we'll see. The voting will go all the way till noon today.
Robert, I got one question for you. In your video, you're in a shop and there's a truck in the background with the off of the frame. What kind of truck is that?
Well, it's a 55 Ford, and that's not me. That's my neighbor's son. He's a lot better looking than I am.
Well, it's a cool shot. It's a great video. All right, so go to mycoolinventions.com and vote. This is something that's very neat. I am absolutely going to look at it for buying one for my wife. And, John, tell them again quickly how they can vote.
Yeah, go to our website, mycoolinventions.com. Hit the vote tab. So mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote tab. You can vote there, or you can vote by texting to the number 22333 and putting thumbs up or thumbs down.
All right, so get to it. You've only got a few hours to do it. And, Robert, good luck. And that's My Cool Inventions at 48 past the hour.
For the highest quality flooring at the best possible prices, hit the Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 10 million square feet of first quality flooring must be reduced. Get 80 styles of laminate, including looks for under $1. 70 styles of bamboo, like Click Strand Bamboo for $2.19. 300 styles of pre-finished hardwood, including 3/4 inch solid maple for $2.99. Plus deals from 49 cents and no interest until 2017. For low end of quarter prices and the highest quality floors, visit Lumber Liquidators. To find a store near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License to all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Did you know that since the year 2000, almost 40% of new anti-cancer drugs were first approved for blood cancer patients and are being tested on patients with other cancers like lung, prostate, and breast? That's why the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is a proud supporter of a new PBS series, Ken Burns Presents Cancer, The Emperor of All Maladies, a film by Barack Goodman. The film is a vivid account of the grim past of cancer and the promising future of cures, like the research the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society funds to advance targeted therapies and immunotherapy drugs that save lives every day. And every day, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society continues funding research for patients, stopping cancer not someday, but today. Text CURES to 80077 to learn more about our impact on cures. That's CURES to 80077. Message and data rates may apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Still need to file your taxes? Don't forget that some of the things you did last year could be worth valuable tax deductions and credits. If you took your children to summer day camp, you may be eligible to claim the child and dependent care credit. TurboTax will walk you through over 350 tax deductions and credits so you don't forget them. Go to TurboTax.com today and get started free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket beside...
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A disturbing report about what may have led to the crash of that German Wings plane in the French Alps. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. In the days since the crash of that Airbus airliner, speculation on what may have happened has run the gamut, from some kind of mechanical failure to the incapacitation of the crew. It has been, to this point, a mystery as to why that airliner crashed into the mountains of the French Alps. But now, a report from the New York Times, quoting an anonymous military official involved in the investigation, that one of the two pilots on that plane had left the cockpit, something that aviation expert J.P. Tristani told Fox News is not all that unusual by itself.
There's no bathrooms in that cockpit, and so when you've got to go to the head, where are you going to go? You have to leave the cockpit, and it happens all the time.
But the New York Times report went on to say that on the audio cockpit recorder, which was recovered, one of the pilots is heard knocking on the door of the cockpit trying to get back in and receives no answer. The pilot is then heard trying to break the door down. John Guglia, former member of the NTSB, telling Fox News this report seems to confirm what so many of us feared.
The dots didn't line up in the sequence of events that have been disclosed so far. So we knew that there was a missing piece. And the missing piece appears to be either a suicide or an intentional act by somebody looking for fame.
Meanwhile, Lufthansa, which owns German Wings, has arranged flights to get the relatives of the victims closer to the crash site. Those flights from Spain and Germany are transporting the loved ones to the French Alps today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Does anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on Q300469 in store and online. It's 328 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
On Wall Street, the markets will try to bounce back today after taking quite a fall yesterday. The Dow dropped 293 points to 17,719. NASDAQ lost 118 points. S&P down 30. But not everyone was unhappy yesterday. Kraft food stocks skyrocketed after word of a merger with Heinz. The stock up more than 30% yesterday. Parts of Oklahoma in cleanup mode today after getting slammed yesterday by severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. The storms turned deadly near Tulsa, where at least one person died, at least three others injured after a tornado struck a mobile home park. Officials say about 50 mobile homes were either damaged or destroyed in the storm. Another twister overturned a semi-truck and cars on I-35 in the town of Moore. Sports, the big dance continues today. The Sweet 16 of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Midwest and West regional action taking place tonight. Those games include overall top seed Kentucky taking on fifth seed West Virginia. As you probably know, Kentucky has not been beaten this season, but I smell an upset in this game. Then again, it doesn't matter. Here's what happened to my brackets this past Saturday and Sunday. Enough said. And finally, the news that officially broke yesterday that brought this reaction from quite a few people in Great Britain, here in the U.S., and other places. It's a strong reaction. Quite a few people, including many girls, screamed when they heard the news. One Direction now has one less boy. Zayn Malik has quit the band. His exit came just days after he dropped out of the group's tour right in the middle of the band's concert dates in Asia. In a statement, Zayn said he was leaving because he wants to be a normal 22-year-old who's able to relax and have some private time out of the spotlight. Yeah, good luck with that. On Facebook, there was also a statement saying the group's four remaining members would carry on without Zayn. Didn't take long for the internet to become flooded with the virtual tears of heartbroken One Direction fans. One fan tweeted, "This was the worst day of her entire existence." Listen, as someone old enough to remember the breakup of the Beatles, relax. You'll get over it. It's not the end of the world. But if you'd like to scream one more time, go right ahead. That's what makes you beautiful. Yes, that's me sniffing, but I have allergies. Zayn, how could you? I'm David Wise. That's the news that matters.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLite technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.